Once upon a time, there was a girl named Summer, whose mother loved her very, very, very much. Her mother loved her so much that she was not allowed to play outside where someone might grab her, nor go away on sleepovers where there might be an accident or suspicious food. She was not allowed to go away to camp, where she might be squashed by a horse or bitten by diseased mosquitoes, and she most certainly was not allowed to go on the Ferris wheel at the carnival because, her mother said, the people who maintain the machinery are lazy and not very educated and might get drunk and forget to put a bolt back on, and the entire thing could come loose at any moment and fall down and kill everyone inside, and they should probably leave the carnival immediately before it happened. That's the beginning of T. Kingfisher's Summer in Orcus. I'm Erica Ensign, and this is Recently Read. Kingfisher is the pseudonym of Ursula Vernon, who is an award-winning writer and artist of children's books and graphic novels. Anything with T. Kingfisher on the cover is meant for grown-ups, as is Summer in Orcus. However, you don't need to be too grown-up to appreciate this book. In fact, it was a nominee for the World Science Fiction Society Award for Best Young Adult Book. And that's how I came across it. As you may recall from Incomparable episode 412, an intrepid band of book club adventurers read most, if not all, of the Hugo nominees for Best Novel, as well as a few other nominated works. At that time, I hadn't completed my reading, and time was getting short, so I came up with a cunning plan for the YA category. I decided to read 33% of each book, and then, if there was time, I'd loop back and finish up as many as I had time for. I've quite enjoyed some of the stories published under Ursula Vernon's name, so I decided to start with Summer in Orcus. Listeners, that was a mistake, because I foiled my plan right out of the gate. I swiftly reached 33% of the book and simply could not bring myself to stop. I whizzed on by 50% and then left 60% in the dust, and eventually I gave in and admitted I was reading this whole thing without stopping for anything less important than sleep, work, or food, and sometimes not for those. And now, to why. This book pushes so many of my buttons that I feel like a busy elevator. My literary happy place is any place where a youngish girl is whisked away from her normal mundane world into a land of magic and danger and possibly talking animals, and that is exactly what happens here when 11-year-old Summer has a run-in with Baba Yaga, whose chicken-legged hut has come to roost in a neighboring yard. The old witch promises Summer her heart's desire and then turns her out into the land of Orcus, where she must figure out where she is, why she's there, what she should be doing, whom to trust, how to get home, and what exactly is her heart's desire anyway. The twist on all this that really had me lapping it up is that Summer in Orcus is incredibly self-aware. Summer herself is a fan of this genre, and she's continually comparing her circumstances to those in Narnia or Oz or other similar tales. So, rather than approaching her plight as a typical oblivious character, she tackles things the way we, as savvy readers, would likely do it. Of course, you can't have an adventure story like this without collecting a menagerie of friends you make along the way. In this case, that includes a talking weasel, a nattily dressed bird and his flock of valets, some truly fierce geese, and my favorite, a werehouse named Glorious. That's W-E-R-E house, meaning a talking wolf who turns into a lovely cottage at night. Truly the best kind of companion to have along when adventuring. Well, until the dreaded house hunters come stalking along. Yes, this book has many puns. If that puts you off, A, I do not understand you, and B, you might want to avoid this one. Or just push through anyway, because there's an awful lot more to it than clever puns. It's true. This story is not all delight and wonder. There are moments of sadness and darkness, including some references to Summer's mundanely sad backstory. In fact, it's Summer's experience dealing with her mentally ill mother that has honed the very skills she needs to succeed in Orcus. I'll say no more about that, except to tease the existence of characters like Zoltan Houndbreaker, the Forester, the Antelope Woman, and the Queen in Chains. This book was originally published as a free serial, with chapters released twice weekly, and while I can sort of recognize that structure after the fact, I didn't know it going in, and I wouldn't have noticed except for stumbling across that fact on Goodreads. To me, it was an engrossing journey quest story that had me laughing and crying and wanting much, much more. I do hope I'll get it. I'm Erica Ensign, and this was Recently Read.